The 7-Year Oil Rally.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We started this decade with oil going for less than $20 a barrel. Hard to imagine. This morning, as we close 2007, it's above $96. This year alone, oil prices have shot up 58%. The weak dollar has triggered some of that, so have dwindling oil reserves, and most recently, political tensions in Pakistan and Iran. But analysts are predicting oil prices will come down early in the new year. Existing home sales numbers come out in a few hours, and there won't be a whole lot to celebrate if you're trying to sell a house. Here's Steve Tripoli.
Independent housing economist Thomas Lawler thinks sales will inch up just a bit with today's numbers, but they're coming off what he calls horrific lows. Lawler also expects a slight improvement in inventories. There was a 10.8-month backlog of homes for sale in October, and he thinks it will drop to 10.3 months' worth.
Which is still exceedingly high, but it's just not as horrific.
Certainly not if you're buying a home. And if you're selling, Lawler says today's numbers plus other recent sale and price figures hold an unmistakable message.
For people or builders who are willing to slash prices to move homes, they can move homes. But if they're still trying to get anything close to year-ago levels, it will just stay on the market till the cows come home.
Even with lower prices, the credit crunch means fewer folks can qualify for mortgages these days. And in many markets, prices still aren't affordable relative to what people earn. So it looks like more downward price pressure ahead. Happy New Year, buyers. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
Wall Street 2007 was a year of boom and bust. Private equity boom, housing bust. But all in all, the stock market did gain value. Here's our final numbers segment of the year. The Dow stands at 13,365. That's up 6% since early January. The NASDAQ has gained 9% to 2674. The S&P 500 is at 1478. That would be a 4% gain for the year. A lot of the overseas markets are closed today, but trading reopened in Pakistan following the Bhutto assassination. Shares were down almost 5%.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
One thing that happened on Wall Street in 2007 is that Alan Sloan changed jobs. He went from Newsweek to Fortune magazine. Alan, besides that, what was the key Wall Street moment in 2007?
It was when the Blackstone leveraged buyout people sold stock to the public in June.
Why?
Because that's when I knew it was all over. I've been saying for a year that money is cheap, there are excesses, this is all craziness, and it will end. And when the Blackstone people raised those billions of dollars, much of which ended up in their own pockets, they were betting that the market had peaked. So I figured I finally had company and maybe I was right. And of course, unfortunately, I was.
And when you say it's all over, are you talking about private equity?
I'm talking about private equity. I'm talking about all of this loose money and cheap money that facilitated deals and a lot of the crazy mortgage stuff. All of that is a function of cheap money. And look what happened.
It's amazing when you look back. The first 6 months, we talked about private equity on this program almost every single day. There was a deal almost every single day. And then all of a sudden, it just completely stopped. And the last 6 months, we've talked about mortgages every single day.
And someday that will stop. I just don't know when it is.
What are going to be the buzzwords on Wall Street in 2008, you think?
I think it'll be the Fed, and it may be bond insurers, who are, I have to say, the most boring thing in the world next to bonds and next to insurance. And this way you have them both in the same package.
But why bond insurers?
Because bond insurers have put AAA ratings on a lot of these securities by guaranteeing them. I think if some of the big insurers lose their AAA credit, we can have this incredible mess. But there is one bright side to that, however.
And that is?
There's stuff for you and me to do.
Well, I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about no matter what happens, Alan. Happy New Year to you, and I'll talk to you in 2008.
Thanks, and Happy New Year to you and yours and to our listeners as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation. Online at kauffman.org.
Car makers had a lousy 2007, plain and simple. In fact, it might have been the industry's worst year in almost a decade. Analysts say December sales will be down about 4%. For American car makers, that would mean the lowest annual sales figure since 1998. Hollywood writers will ring in the new year on strike. But all those network countdown shows will go on as planned. They just might be a little less scripted. Jill Barshay has more.
And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Some parts of the New Year's countdown shows kind of write themselves, just as well. At Dick Clark Productions, all the writers are on strike. Terry Fahn's an executive at Dick Clark. He says the show his firm produces every year for ABC will be the same as always.
The strike will not have an impact on Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve. Our producers were aware of the potential for a writer's strike and prepared accordingly prior to the strike beginning.
In other words, the writers got all those corny lines down months ago. Ryan Seacrest will fill in with some ad-libbing. Not all the networks were so prepared. NBC's Carson Daly will be unscripted. The good news is the shows will have fewer words and more music instead. Programs will feature Alicia Keys, Plain White Tees, and Mary J. Blige. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. And from all of us at Marketplace, Happy New Year.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.